Yeah, the level of detail and the solving of the problems, like having some code in front of you that has a problem or anything and solve that problem, that's pretty big. Although, I mean, writing it...
And Wesley.
I do. I like doing that. It's a clean slate.
Okay.
I am.
But, like, for example, on the bill, if it says, oh, they built this for 4 days of... I can review anything they want me to go. Yes, Bill. That's true. They did in fact do that. Especially because they're billing us for design administrative hours, which are meetings that they hold are outside of designing actual work, which to me is the stupidest thing ever, but that's how they bill. And so I have a tracking spreadsheet and I do put it up out on the PID and Melanie knows where it is. But I'm just wondering if there's some cross check and other things going on. So I'm glad to look at it and go thumbs up or not if you like. But if they don't need me to, I'm cool with that too as well.
I think it's supposed to accept by December, but he would be starting.
Yes. Yes, they are. All right, well, I'll let them know to send it to the two of them. They can carbon copy me, and I'll flag anything that I see out of the
Well, sure. So, thank you, Robert. Right. Okay. And yes, I'm on site too, so. No. That's a very good call out, so thank you for that. So real quickly, I believe I've worked with a few of you already on the IBS supervisor assessment that's still ongoing right now, as well as some other pieces. So not entirely new to YouTube. So just to give you a little bit of background about myself, just as a instructional professional in terms of learning experience and learning design, I've been in the business about 20 years, at least it will be in January. And I've been with Schwab for 4 years and have had an opportunity to cross several different organizations from the business perspective. Started with AST&O and have gone through several different ones, most recently before I came aboard, as Robert described, with the Central Projects Management Office, CPMO. And have had all types of opportunities to be on a board, large project launches. You may remember the launch of Schwab Models 3.0. I actually came aboard to help carry that over the finish line. That was actually one of Robert's starts that he began, and then I was able to carry over the finish line. Other pieces like the Schwab Intelligent Portfolios, the Institutional Intelligent Portfolios, the Schwab Promise, a lot of projects that I've had an opportunity to design from beginning to end, and then see them, you know, take off in terms of making sure that the business needs were met so that we can then, in turn, meet the client needs. Right. And so that's what we want to take an opportunity to look at today in terms of what are we actually looking for, what's the need. What are we hoping to have, what our projections are, how we align with the company and the firm's projections, that kind of thing. So that's, I'll just, you know, call it as that. Not a whole lot of introduction there. Anecdotally, my wife and I have seven children. One of the oldest is in completing college, have another one going into college, and the youngest is starting fourth grade.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah, my oldest is starting college. So this is a new for me.
There's still four jobs, though, that are referencing. Right? Am I looking at this right? I still see four old jobs there. Yeah. The existing TOA Contra Logic, which we're retiring, but in the meantime. Pretty sure that they, let's see, create a volatile table. Yes, insert into Sysmus Dev. So we could create a new TOAGN. I've seen that somewhere. I guess that's why we probably created the two different IDs. So it's all of that problem. Two different want to anyway. Like I would prefer to know when we come across these issues so we can fix them. I don't like just that idea. I don't really know. It's not maintained, I don't think, very well. It's not like a platform owned ID. I think it's actually like a very own ID or something. I don't know. So I'd prefer to. And it could be a Kyle thing, like an incentives thing, I'm just not sure. I could use the ops TOA folder. Oh, we still wouldn't be able to use the bank? Well, we can look at the log file. User PSIDM. That's probably not what we want.
Good.
TA recruiting is still on site. Why isn't there a whole year? So, do we need to create a TA or TA folder in the bank? Folder? That sounds stupid. All has account asset, MIS apps. There's not, you're right.
Tracy, what do you think? Maybe we just keep him on the phenomenal attendee or something like that, or we can just update him and the rest of the IBS team during our huddle or something like that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
You know, I'm kind of thinking maybe we do create a new upper level folder that's ABI Fin or ABI. Because we wouldn't need to include bank. Bank has their own thing, it doesn't need to change. We just need a place for Fin stuff, ORMs. Oh, ORM has their own folder too. We don't need ORM. Oh, that's fine. What else do we have? Treasury has their own folder. Yeah, let's do, or we can do central finance. SendFin. SendFin.
Right, and in particular with the business needs, how, if any ways, we can determine how to link back to, you know, the firm side of things. what are the Schwab objectives, what are the Schwab goals that we would like to tie back to, if any, to show the effectiveness of the training in terms of meeting whatever needs have been identified. Because we want to look at this in terms of the evaluation, the metrics that can come out of it, to say, is this an effective way to do this? And then a second prong is, what does the continuum look like? For example, when they come aboard, there are certain things that aren't necessarily training that we need to be aware of, so that we can not reinvent it, not over stress it unless it needs to be, but so that there's a continuity, if you will, in terms of the experience from them signing to them coming aboard, opening up, whatever those pieces look like, and that the training and learning experience becomes a seamless component of the overall onboarding experience. Sure.
Yes, I am. I probably need to work on it tonight, though. Well, or maybe I'll just not pay attention to the code. Yeah, because I never actually, I was.
Yes, I am.
At the code
review
time?
No. I'm good either day.
Okay. Can you see if maybe Greg can do the code review? Probably earlier in the day on Friday.
I would say it's due to Friday meeting. We can do it on Thursday, and if needed, we can know if you shift it over or something. Or Tracy can represent.
Yeah, I told him. Gary or Kim, I don't remember which one of them had asked if they could do a little bit of meetings and stuff with the new org, and I said that's, you can take the time from team meetings and kind of reviews and use it towards your new role. We can have, like, between the two of us, two a week, and we can submit to each other.
I forgot to mention, though,
Tracy
and Kim. While we're doing this exercise for the financial consultant, are we able to also address the client service
it'd be more like timing wise, like you finish one's on Tuesday, one's on Thursday, or whatever, you finish your thing on Wednesday, and you go to Thursday's delivery. It didn't really work out that way, though. We tried that between SCRS and AS, and it really didn't work out that well, so. every once in a while, I ask person to come to our SDRs code review, and they get no feedback.
And I'm Thank you. Thank you all. Bye-bye.